The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you're giving us such amazing information about dementia and families and the stories that really there is care available. And so, you know, you're sharing a little bit about conflicts, and I know that those even happen, sometimes my husband is really the only human that I've been seeing besides, you know, if I go to the grocery store or something like that. But, and I'm telling you, we're getting on each other's nerves. It's like the other day, seriously, I think we all crave for connection right now. And understanding that piece, it's like, there's going to come a time where a lot of us are feeling the need to just, you know, throw these rules out the window. And, you know, and yet we're seeing an uptick in COVID-19 where they have opened up places. So it's not over. And it's certainly, we do need to be mindful of, you know, what we're doing and who we're, who we're connecting with and how we're doing it. And so how are you finding how families are kind of starting to, you know, come together like this or, you know, solve these issues?
Well, I heard some very encouraging stories recently. And one was a gentleman had recently been moved to a large memory care community, and he really enjoys his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And the facility itself had offered to set up some FaceTime, and he has a tablet. And so they set it all up. But then the granddaughter and her daughter are able to FaceTime with Grandpa. And
that's wonderful.
Such joy. Yes. I mean, it's more and more communities are doing that. They're realizing how important the connection is. And this is a person with very advanced dementia. And so he can't even hold the tablet properly to be able to see. So the camera gets off kilter and everything. But the caregivers there, that's a part of the care plan now. And so if you have someone in a community, discuss the care plan and have that altered to make that a part of their one-on-one time with a caregiver. I also am seeing people that I know this is antiquated, but the mail is really important. I have to tell you, I just got a thank you card for something that I did for somebody at church. And I was like, why is this person sending me a card? And it was so nice. I mean, I got something other than junk mail in the mail. but do it.
And especially for that older generation, because they don't get email. I remember my mom used to say even to type a letter out was impersonal. I needed to learn my cursive writing to be a good person. You know, now I don't know when I have actually written a note, as terrible as it seems, because I'm so technology oriented. But the more and more that I've, you know, evolved in my career and worked with the public and things like that, I realized that I'm the exception in my age group, and I'm in my mid-60s. It's like, it's important that people, you know, step up and write a note or, you know, do some things. But I think also this whole COVID-19 thing has been a blessing because our seniors have been more introduced to things like Zoom and things like, you know, FaceTime and things that they never would have had otherwise. So
yeah, it's a good thing. I want to tell another story that's kind of heartbreaking, but I want to tell you the story for the outcome. And this is where another person with dementia has been isolated, and he had moved into a community 1 week, and literally a week later, his wife had passed away. And because of the COVID restrictions, no visitation, 14-day isolation, and this gentleman's dementia was so advanced that the family did not even know how to tell him this. Well, because it was a new transition to a new environment, this gentleman had a lot of behaviors that were not typical for him. Totally to be expected when we change environments and we get through the transition time. Well, this family reached out to me, and they had no idea what they could or couldn't do. The community that he lived in was, you know, definitely staying to their rules that the corporation had set. But I was able to advocate as a professional to professional that said, these are some suggestions I have and how we can help this gentleman get through this transition. But he also is feeling abandoned by his wife. He's looking for his wife. She has passed away, and he needs to know. But the family could not do that over the telephone or FaceTime, which I completely support. Well, with the help of me and any professional that you reach out to, should be able to advocate in a way that we came to an agreement of how we can make this work. And so we were able to figure out how can the daughter visit this gentleman. There is no COVID in the building, and they wanted it to stay that way. But we went extra precautionary, you know, measures, set the parameters of what everybody's expectation was, and we were able to get to a place where now, a week later, this gentleman is calmer. We've been able to have him have information that he doesn't make up information in his brain. Does he remember all the time that his wife passed away? No. But it is on his gray matter. He can recall it. We do have to say it again. It's not the first time he's heard it. And now he actually can say, you know, his wife has passed away. And he refers to his wife and also his mother at the same time. The important piece in this, though, is his behaviors have gone away, because behaviors in dementia are totally based in fear. Only fear. Now, fear may come out as a food strike, paranoia, anger, combativeness, quietness, depression. It can be any way that it magnifies.
Refusing to bathe.
All those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, reach out to somebody to help you get through the situation that you're in. As unique as your story is, there is going to be a common thread that someone is going to know how to help you get through this hard time.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that comes out of that is building, you know, communication, a line of communication between the family and the building, the professionals of the building. Both sides of that equation are very stressed right now, and both sides are frustrated with limitations. Sometimes our fuses can be a little short. We're a little snappy. We're not as patient to listen to a whole sentence. We jump to conclusions. I encourage everyone, please get a third party to help you. To call Pinnacle does not cost you anything, but it can give you peace of mind. But more importantly, whoever is in a stressful situation, we can find a solution. It is possible. Just ask for help.
And, you know, the beauty of talking to somebody like you is that there's oftentimes, especially if a senior has beginning stages of dementia, as an adult child, you're still going to be resorted to being the child, right? They're not going to tell you things that they're going to tell you, Daphne. And I've
seen that
time and time and time again. They don't want to burden their children. They don't want to, they have all of this, you know, you're talking about gray matter, but they've also got all these fuses in their brain that says, I'm the parent and you're the child, and I'm not going to be vulnerable to you. And I'm not going to share things with you out of my own fear of looking not like the parent, right? And
that
parent-child relationship is so valuable. And I have said that to how many families, that you bring somebody in like Daphne, Daphne will come in and they will help to facilitate, you know, she will help to facilitate, and she's going to get information that is so valuable from your parent, because there isn't that dynamic that's already set up, which I think is so valuable.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point. And when those kinds of conversations are had with me, I will be bold to say, you know, Joe, is this something that we can talk with your daughter, Susan, about? You know, is that going to be okay? And sometimes he'll go, Oh, I don't know. And then I'll point out, if your daughter knew about this information, think about how she wouldn't be so bossy or so concerned about you, because she doesn't know this part of you. Because generally, children come across bossy to their parents. That's just how it is. And and I own that myself. I know I can be a bossy daughter.
Well, we all do.
It just happens.
Because you're talking about, again, going right back to, you know, people arguing. It's like, we know how to get our buttons pushed. And I remembered a tool that I used to use with my mom. And this was just something that when my mom pushed my buttons, I learned to take a deep breath and take a walk around the block. You know, she was in assisted living or whatever. And I learned to say, "Mom, I'll be back in a few minutes." And I just would leave and I would go out and I would, you know, sometimes I would be so angry, I'd call a girlfriend or something like that and vent. But it helped me cope with that process. And I think one of the things that happens is that because we're, you know, at each other's throats in many cases, because we're confined and we're dealing with things, I think a lot of times we have to remember, you know, take a deep breath, you know, walk outside, you know, walk around the block, it's or something like that, to get yourself regrounded. And I think that's what's important.
Yeah, it's there's so many dynamics that go on. But once we open up that line of communication, when a parent has divulged some information to me and I have permission to help communicate that to the family, lots of the mysteries go away and all of a sudden we can move forward. So that's having that third neutral party to be able to help you. I do want to share with everyone that right now, things will feel kind of laborious, like making that phone call is just so much work, because we're all in kind of survival mode to some degree. And I encourage you, I will take the time, my staff will take the time to be patient and listen. No story is invaluable. I mean, you're all valuable, and your story is important, and your situation is important. Don't minimize yourselves.
How do we reach you?
The best way is directly to my phone, and that phone number is 855-734-1500, 855-734-1500. And you're also welcome to go to my website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And Daphne will be back for our last segment right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.